Good morning. My name is Glenn Weinberg. I'm with Fairview Commercial Lending. We are private lenders located in Georgia, Colorado, and Florida. We can be reached at www.fairviewlending.com. So today's topic is a new scam targeting property owners. So yesterday, went to the mailbox. I received, for the first time in my life, an extortion letter. If you go to our website, you can see a copy of the letter, basically threatening to release information to my wife if I didn't immediately send in about $4,000 in Bitcoin. It was a bit creepy, since there was quite a bit of personal information in this letter. Did some more research, and it looks like the scam started small on the East Coast, and it's exploded as it has gone westward. So the first question I had is, how could someone get this information so easily? So I can't say for certain, but all of the information on the letter is attainable. It's readily available from most county assessors' offices. For example, you could go buy from any thousands of data brokers information on recent purchases done in joint tenancy, that would be husband and wife, of any house over X dollars. You could target the right demographics and then start sending out letters. Furthermore, all the recent data breaches at Equifax and others would have the same information that's now been sliced and diced and sold to various criminal enterprises. So there are a number of ways people get this information, but most of this information is publicly available. The next question, why property owners? So statistically, property owners have more financial means and therefore more ability to pay a small sum to make a problem go away. Property owners will continue to be targets since so much information is readily available. For example, think of the information you gave to your bank when you got a loan. This information is sitting in some system, so data system, that's been transferred many times as your loan is bought and sold. I'm certain somewhere along the line this information has been compromised. Just last summer, Wells Fargo released data on thousands of wealthy clients that were also borrowers. So they aren't the first, they aren't the last. Why is this scam different now? So Bitcoin has changed the game for criminals. Instead of having someone send money to a P.O. box in Canada that eventually could be traced, they can request you send via Bitcoin, which is currently untraceable by law enforcement. This has given rise to a new round of extortion attempts. The letter that I received is just the beginning of what could be to come. What should you do? Unfortunately, with all the data breaches and a quick Google search, it's easy to get quite a bit of information on both myself and all of you. To protect myself, I went ahead and put a lock on my credit to ensure no criminal masterminds could go this route with identity theft. If you go to our website, fairviewlending.com, I put a little guide and some links on how to lock your credit, so that should be your first step. Second, only give out Social Security number and identifiable information on a need-to-know basis. For example, I went to the dentist, and the dentist asked for my social. I refused to give it to him. He had no need to know it. I was paying in cash, so I didn't need it floating around there. Other than locking your credit and safeguarding your information, you can also do some basic common sense items, like not paying the Bitcoin ransom, using good passwords, not clicking on emails, saying you want $1 million, etc. So in summary, this is just the beginning. With all the security breaches, the amount of information floating around on basically everyone is staggering. The cryptocurrency emergence has added another layer to allow these crimes to perpetuate. This is the crime of the future. Unfortunately, I'm not confident our federal or local governments will do much to solve this issue, since they're still trying to figure out how many major politicians' email were hacked, and they're focusing on bigger issues than kind of small petty crimes. Finally, awareness about these scams is critical. So it's important that we all communicate, share, and forward information in order to help prevent the scams from perpetuating. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to you tuning in to a future episode.